Biden has been speaking about Israel's approach to its war with Hamas. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
President Joe Biden says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's approach to the war against Hamas is mistaken. Biden's remarks in a television interview that aired late on Tuesday deepen an already growing rift between the two staunch allies over the war, now in its seventh month. Those disagreements have compounded over the worsening humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip, Israel's expected offensive in the city of Rafah, and Israel's recent strike on a humanitarian convoy, which killed seven aid workers, most of them foreigners. "What he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach," Biden told a U.S. Spanish language broadcaster 2 days after the strike on the World Central Kitchen aid convoy. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Turkey has announced restrictions on trade with Israel as relations between the two countries sour. Dorian Jones reports for VOA.
Turkish Airlines announced that it will not resume flights to Israel until next year. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan announced sanctions on Israel on April the 8th that include a ban on steel and cement exports. Analysts say Turkey's moves are the result of growing criticism of Erdogan's ruling AK party for maintaining trade relations with Israel despite the war. The Islamist Yeniden Refah Party focused its campaign on condemning the Turkish president for continuing to trade with Israel. Protests against Turkish trade with Israel are expected to grow, adding further pressure on Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announces the first nationwide tap water standards. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending emergency aid to help Ukraine maintain a vital missile